Sometimes, you know, ma'am, we get so sincere and so hard at this thing, and we work so hard, we miss all the joy of living. We just have to get to the place that we let go and let God. People, I just have to get to the place that I implicitly trust His Word. If His Word says so in that which is addressed to me, I have to just believe that Word, no matter what the symptoms are in the senses Word. Just reach out and touch the hem. You don't have to spend all night with Jesus. I used to spend all night praying through and never got through. Any of you rest of you tried that once or twice? Yeah, pray all night through. Oh, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. Lord, the Holy Spirit I need. And I just prayed through, but I never got through. You can pray till you're blue in the face and get nothing but blue face. You'll get the answer to that prayer when we do one thing, believe, according to His principle, and just reach out, sir, and touch the hem of His garment. Sure something. Listen to this record. When they were gone over, they came in the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of Him, of Jesus, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto Him all that were diseased and besought Him, begged Him, that He might only touch, that they might only touch the hem of His garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. That's verse 36 of Matthew 14. It's in the book. Just reached out and touched. In Acts chapter 5. Boy, isn't this Word of God just exciting and illuminating and alive and dynamic? And how far below par we've lived, because everybody's always pushing us down. Who has dared to come and say to us that we are what the Word of God says we are? That we have what the Word of God says we have? Outside of this ministry, I haven't seen it. In Acts chapter 5 last night, I read to you this record. Verse 14, and the believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitudes, both of men and women. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick in the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least, just at the least, the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. They just laid out there that when Peter walked down to the grocery store, down to the Kmart, that as he walked down, if just his shadow might cover them. You know, a shadow is an image produced by reflected light. It's not the real McCoy, it's just a shadow. It's an image produced by reflected light. But they so believed that Jesus Christ was in Peter, and that Word of God dwelt richly within him, and he was in the Word, to the end that when Peter walked down, he reflected the image, the reflection of Christ in him, the hope of glory. And as his shadow fell upon the sick people, the shadow falling on them, they believed to be healed. Because he was radiating the dynamic of the reality of the Christ in him, the hope of glory. Just the shadow. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no healing in a shadow. The healing is in believing. But if you and I believe tonight that if we could but touch this teaching pulpit, we'd be healed. God would honor that believing, for all believing equals receiving. That's the temperature of believing, ladies and gentlemen. Peter walking by just his shadow, people got delivered. Today you can teach the Word of God on healing till you're blue in the face. Still people don't get delivered. Why? Because the Word of God is not the will of God. It's nice talk many times. It's a mental assent, but it's not a heartfelt reality of truth. Boy, when that Word of God becomes living and real to you, that it means what it says and says what it means, and that God has a purpose for everything He says, where He says it, why He says it, how He says it, to whom He says it, when He says it, you begin breathing new breath. You begin seeing new light. Your eyes begin to focus on a newness of life that makes life worth living, with a capital L, capital I, capital B, capital I, capital N, capital J. Because, ladies and gentlemen, without Jesus Christ, life is hell and not worth living. With Him, it is worth everything you and I can believe for. Just the shadow of Peter. Just the shadow. Healing. That temperature of believing had arisen in the first century church. To the end when these men of God walked, things happened. When they talked, people got delivered. Why? Because they believed in the integrity and the inerrant as well as inherent accuracy of God's Word as men spoke it even before it was written. You and I have the written Word. Most of them, class, never had the written Word. They only had the spoken Word. That's why Paul says, by divine revelation, I thank my God that when you received the Word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the Word of man, but as in truth the Word of God. They believed the spoken Word. You and I many times have a difficulty believing the written Word. We'll read a theorem in a math class and believe it. We'll drive down the street and see a sign on the bank that says temperature and time. We'll believe it. We get a statement from the bank at the end of the month. We'll believe it. But God, who gave us His Word, sir, over a couple thousand years, with over 66 different men writing, no contradiction in it, we won't believe God's Word, but we'll believe the clock on the bank and the temperature. No wonder we're freezing to death spiritually. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, God is Spirit. And if you're ever to know Spirit, sir, you've got to go to the Word. It's the Word that makes known the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Learn to read it for yourself. Learn to digest your own spiritual food. Don't let anybody else chew it for you and then put it in your stupid mouth. That's regurgitating spiritually. Learn the word, word. And it says, ma'am, we're to study to show ourselves approved unto whom? Amen. You don't study to show yourself approved of E.P. Weirwill. That's right. Or to Johnny Jump Up, Henry Beloco, Snowball Pete, these are all casts of characters coming up this summer.